From the Financial Times in Davos, I'm Murad Ahmed, and this is FT News.
At the World Economic Forum in Davos, one of the key topics under discussion is the rise of artificial intelligence and how that's going to transform industries around the world. Joining me to discuss this is Erik Brynjolfsson from MIT. Erik, you're the author of the best-selling book, The Second Machine Age. But we've also had a number of AI winters where we've said that this technology is going to come about, and it just hasn't. So what's different now?
Well, we're certainly seeing an explosion of interest, but it's worth noting that even during the AI winters, the technology kept progressing. Quietly, perhaps it wasn't in the headlines, but now we're seeing it not just being in the headlines and not just being in the labs, but also changing our lives. We're starting to see cars that drive themselves. You walk around the street, you see people talking into their phones, and they're not talking to another person. They're talking to a machine and expecting it to talk back to them. That's never happened in history before. Machines are diagnosing cancer and other diseases. These are all things we've never seen before.
So you've discussed the first wave of AI, of how machines assist human beings, and you've now discussed a second wave. Tell us what the second wave is.
Well, in the Industrial Revolution, machines started automating, augmenting our muscles. What Andrew McAfee and I call the second machine age is when we are beginning to have machines have mental capacity, thinking. And even within the second machine age, you could further distinguish the first wave when we had to teach the machines exactly what to do. We had to code step by step how you do tax preparation. The new wave is different because the machines are beginning to learn on their own. They're recognizing faces, not by us telling them exactly what to look for, but by looking at lots of examples and interpreting that. So that's how they're learning about speech. That's how they're detecting fraud. And this wave where machines are teaching themselves is fundamentally different from anything we've seen in history before.
If machines can think for themselves and learn as they go along, they also have none of the flaws of human beings. For example, they've got perfect memory. So isn't the worry that AI machines will just be better at every possible job there is and make humans redundant?
Well, let me just be completely clear. We're a long, long way off from machines being better than us in everything. A machine can't pick up a dime from a table easily. Have you ever seen one try and walk upstairs? Things that a 2 or 3 year old can do, machines still can't do. So there are many things. In particular, we have advantages in things like creativity, in interpersonal skills, motivating people. So I see large categories of things that humans are going to be better than machines for decades. Now, that's not to say there aren't many things where machines are rapidly advancing, especially in routine information processing tasks, and soon maybe driving trucks. So there are potentially millions of jobs that will be affected, which means we need to create millions of new jobs in those categories where I said humans are better than machines.
So technologists often make this argument that AI and new technologies will just create new jobs in the future. But it's hard for policymakers to think about this without knowing what those new jobs might be. Have you got any idea?
Well, in fairness, it's a lot easier to look at existing jobs and think about how they can be automated than to think of an entirely new job that never existed before. So that's hard for me to do, a professor at MIT. It's hard for journalists to do. There are people in society whose job is to figure that out, and we call them entrepreneurs. And they've come up with a lot of new kinds of jobs. So, for instance, things that involve coaching people over the internet, that's something we didn't see before. We're seeing more and more kinds of creative tasks where the machine does part of the work and the human does part of the work. For instance, figuring out protein folding, there's a group at Foldit that's doing that. But this is definitely a challenge, and I wouldn't mitigate it or wouldn't minimize it. There's an important challenge for us to think of the new jobs that will replace those old ones.
While there's this great disruption, there'll be a huge swathe of the population that are affected by job displacement and other things that will bring hardship into their lives. What's your advice to policymakers to deal with this epic change?
Well, it starts with simply recognizing the enormity of the challenge we have ahead of us. There's a tidal wave of technological change that's in the pipeline. You know, I see it in the laboratories, and I know it's going to be coming out and affecting the rest of the world soon. So policymakers need to take seriously the fact that there's going to be big disruptions in industries and types of jobs that are available. And there are a lot of things we can do in terms of reinventing education, focusing more on those creative and interpersonal skills that I described earlier, boosting entrepreneurship to invent the new jobs. We may need to think of new ways of boosting basic research and development. I think ultimately we have to think more carefully about our tax code and how we distribute the wealth in society. These are all challenges that we are facing sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Eric.
It's been a real pleasure.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.